Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
While marriage was given to a man and a woman for their mutual benefit, the primary purpose of the institution of marriage was to illustrate the relationship which the Lord Jesus Christ has to His church and vice versa. Though the marriages of men and women are quite imperfect, as we can readily observe, the marriage of Christ to His church has no such imperfections. The hardness of man's heart is demonstrated in many ways, as men continually seek to pervert the way of God. It is according to that hardness that we see an institution which was limited according to God's purpose for it, to men and women, now diverted from its proper use to include unions between men and men and women with women. This is a stark reminder of the wickedness which dwells in men by nature and is a manifestation of the judgment of God upon mankind. The greatest of the imperfections of human marriage, however, is seen in the acceptability and seeming inevitability of divorce in our society as a means of overturning a proper marriage. Divorce was not meant to be a convenient and satisfactory option for those who enter into a state of marriage and then grow weary of one another. Rather, it was because of the hardness of men's hearts that the Lord permitted divorce in the first place. Men and women alike will make all sorts of excuses in order to justify divorcing their spouses. Practically any excuse will do when a person is bent upon that outcome, and hardly any counsel otherwise will prevent it. There is no doubt that some of those excuses have a ring of validity to them. Yet the children of God are called upon to shun the example of the world and to follow the steps of Christ in all things. If there has ever been a person who had a valid reason to divorce his spouse, it would be the Lord Jesus Christ. His bride has disrespected him, disregarded his teaching, committed adultery with many lovers, and been generally unthankful. Yet he has remained faithful to her and has never cast her off, even laying down his own life for her while she was determined to be his enemy, and even despised his many overtures of kindness. The Lord raised up the prophet Hosea to illustrate his own love and utter devotion to his elect bride in all circumstances. He commanded Hosea to take unto himself a wife who was a harlot and the daughter of a harlot. Hosea knew exactly what she was when he married her, and she bore him children which may or may not have been his own, since she ceased not from her whoredom, even though he was faithful unto her. Even while she engaged in her harlotry and doted upon her many lovers, Hosea never ceased to secretly provide for her benefit, supplying her with corn and wine, oil and money. He did this even though he knew she attributed this supply to those who lay with her. Not only did she credit those illicit lovers with supplying her needs, but she also used these gifts from Hosea, a prophet of the true God, for the worship of pagan deities. Yet in all of this, Hosea never ceased to cherish his bride, nor in any wise to diminish his faithfulness and provision for her. Even in such time as he was directed to remove his provision from her, so that her nakedness might be uncovered and her whoredoms be revealed, it was done by him because the Lord would manifest that his love for his bride is especially revealed as he is pleased to convince her of her barrenness apart from him. The Lord would have his bride to find all of her delight in him, yet she cannot until she is made fully aware of her innate corruption and wickedness. Thus, even as he uncovers her nakedness, his general mercies are extended to her, and he means it for her good. The tender mercies of the Lord are revealed unto those whom he has loved with an everlasting love, as he brings them to the very end of themselves, causing them to recognize their depravity, and revealing to them in no uncertain terms their own bondage and slavery to sin. Thus the Lord has bought his bride out of slavery with a price, above what any of her lovers would be willing to pay. She is richly beloved by him whose love cannot be measured, and who sees her not as a worthless harlot, but as a beautiful bride, clothed in his own rich garments. She is that one whom he has loved from before the foundation of the world, that one for whom he has provided all things needful, paying the price of her redemption with his own blood.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.